President Obama's plan for national standards to curb power plant emissions is based in part on a type of cap-and-trade program already in existence in New York State. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Connor Bambrick with Environmental Advocates says he thinks the president's plan, which is billed by the White House as the first ever national standards to curb carbon pollution from power plants, has some of its roots in New York.
It is modeled with what New York has already had great success in doing.
Known as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, New York and eight other states participate in a cap-and-trade program to buy and sell pollution credits with the aim of lowering power plant emissions overall. It began under then-Governor George Pataki in the mid-2000s, and Bambrick says it's considered to be a success. He says opponents of the new Environmental Protection Agency rules should take note of that.
New York has already proven this can be done. We're doing it. It's resulted in, since we put REGI in place here in New York, we have lower utility bills across the board. We've created thousands of jobs in the clean energy sector. And the lights have stayed on.
New York still has a handful of coal-burning plants, worth 4% of the state's total power, and some aging natural gas plants that occasionally use oil as a fuel. Those plants continue to operate, but must pay a fee for each ton of pollution that comes out of their smokestacks. Governor Cuomo, in a statement, called the president's plan a visionary step. Cuomo's energy department recently released new goals for the next few decades for the state, including reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 40% below 1990 levels over the next 15 years and increasing renewable energy to half of all the state's power sources by 2030. In addition, energy consumption in all buildings would be decreased by nearly one quarter. Bambrick, with Environmental Advocates, says in order to reach those goals, though, the state will also have to act to encourage more public transportation and less car and truck traffic.
It'll come down to the state making a real commitment to reducing pollution from the transportation sector, and that means incorporating things like mass transit into major infrastructure projects. Just as one example.
Even with New York's participation in the regional cap-and-trade program, and if the EPA regulations remain intact after expected court challenges, the climate's future is still somewhat grim. More heat waves, sea level rises, and flooding are predicted in the coming years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.